Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I get to visit with Brad Van Coten. He is seed treatment category lead for, well, Pioneer and Corteva. It seems that seed treatment has become a normal, or fungicide treatment has become a normal part of everybody's agronomic practices, but sometimes that starts clear onto the seed.
That's absolutely correct. Farmers are seeing more value in seed treatments and protection, fungicide protection of their crop. It used to be that, you know, growers would really consider whether they wanted to put a fungicide seed treatment on their soybean crop. Now we really see it as an accepted practice. Growers wouldn't think of planting corn without seed treatments to protect that seed, and they look at soybeans very much the same way.
Well, and truly, everybody realizes you got the full potential when the seed starts, and it's up to you to maintain that potential, but that crop is much more robust then.
Yeah, it's really important to get that crop off to a great start. And so as I think about the 2024 growing season, I'm super excited. You know, that crop's got more potential than the 2023 crop. And so I think about it from a seed treatment perspective, is how can we get that crop off to a great start, really have good stand establishment, even stands, and just put that grower in the best spot possible to realize that full genetic potential that's out there today.
And a lot of times what we see is above the ground, but that robust crop is really putting the roots down.
Absolutely. And so there's a lot of nibblers and diseases that will impact the root system on that plant. And some of those don't show up until later in the year, that the plant just does not have the root system maintain pod fill and growing large soybean seeds like we'd like to see at the end of the year. So we think it's extremely important to get off to a great start.
Probably the more often that you have soybeans on the ground, the more important it is to make sure you have the right plant.
Yes, absolutely. And so soybeans are a relatively new crop in some areas. You know, maybe have been used widely for the last several decades. So the more we plant soybeans, the more disease pressure we see, the more challenges. Amazing, with a testament to our growers, to farmers, they're raising higher yields every year, but it's not because it's an easier environment out there. We know that disease environment continues to grow and continues to expand. And so we keep looking for seed treatment options to provide better protection. And for growers, you know, that disease could be in a pocket in the field. You could have one disease in one area of the field, another disease in another area of the field. And so consistency, we know, is extremely important for farmers. And so providing more consistent performance, consistent stand establishment is really what we try to do. We really just try to cover all the bases we can just to give that farmer the best protection. We don't always know what's going to manifest itself as far as disease pressure in a given field. So having the broadest, best protection available, we think, is a really good way to start the year.
You know, you mentioned the pockets in the field. We always see those when we combine. It's like, I don't know what happened here. But it isn't just a one-off. There is actually a disease pressure that could have been avoided.
Absolutely. And so in many cases, it's stress upon stress. And so if we can eliminate a lot of those early season stresses, it really helps that soybean crop. We've got a new fungicide seed treatment this year. It's a premix of three separate ingredients that provides what we've seen the best phytophthora control out of this product of any product we've seen that we sold and tested really in our labs over the years. Very good rhizoctonia, fusarium protection also. And so really trying to cover as many of those bases as possible to get the grower off to a great start. That new product you saw is Lumitrio, and it'll be available through our Pioneer sales reps and also through our production plant system in 2024. So we're excited about bringing that protection to the farmer.
We're visiting with Brad Van Coten. He is seed treatment category lead for Pioneer Seeds. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.